This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
U.S. stocks inched higher on Monday as investors braced for a busy week packed with big tech earnings updates, a Federal Reserve rate decision, and the crucial U.S. jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.3%, while the S&P 500 drifted slightly higher, getting off to a steady start after the major stock gauges notched weekly wins. The Nasdaq rose 0.8%. With five of the Magnificent Seven tech companies set to report earnings, it looks like a crunch week for stocks. Big tech has driven the S&P 500's recent record-setting gains, and the focus will be on whether their AI efforts and layoffs are paying off. Microsoft and Alphabet lead out the pack on Tuesday, with Apple, Amazon, and Meta among the 100-plus flood of corporates on the docket. At the same time, investors are preparing for the Fed's policy decision on Wednesday after data last week showed inflation cooling and the economy robust. While policymakers are expected to hold interest rates steady at 5.25%, the market will listen closely to Chair Jerome Powell's comments for clues as to when cuts could begin amid a scaling back on March bets. Also coming is Friday's U.S. jobs report for December, which will factor into calculations of whether the Fed has managed a soft landing. Looking at Monday's trending tickers, SoFi shares rose as much as 22% after the fintech company reached profitability for the first time since going public under generally accepted accounted principles. SoFi's fourth quarter net income came in at $48 million, or 2 cents per share. The company also generated its 11th consecutive quarter of record-adjusted net revenue of $594 million. Shares of the luxury electric vehicle maker Lucid rose as much as 21% on Monday, occupying the number two trending ticker slot on Yahoo Finance. The startup is expected to report quarterly results on February 21st. And iRobot pared some of its losses after sinking as much as 18% after the vacuum maker's sale to Amazon fell apart amid resistance from EU regulators. The company said there was no path to regulator approval for the deal. On Monday, iRobot announced that it will cut 31% of its workforce and that CEO Colin Engel would step down immediately. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.